Welcome, welcome back, everyone. This is Glitterati. How is everybody doing? Thank you to my subscribers, people that are watching, people that are listening. This segment, you know, I always do, I do travel or I do small, African diaspora, you know, trending topics, news, a little bit of gossip, you know. But today, I'm going to do a little something different. It's still trending news, but a lot of people might not know this person I'm talking about. But people in prominent circles, the who's who, the higher echelon in the diaspora, and you know what I'm saying, every higher echelon period know this person very well. And a lot of scandalous stuff has come out about him. Before I start, I want to make sure you guys are subscribed and clicking the like icon, supporting your girl, sharing, leaving comments. Let's have a dialogue. I always respond back. I look forward to hearing from us. So today we're going to talk about David Ajayi, a Ghanaian-born architect that has slayed all these buildings all over the world. He did the African, the African Center that's in DC, that beautiful, glorious building. He has done numerous amazing and many amazing things. And until this week, last week, David Ajayi was not just the world's most famous Black architect or African-born architect or British architect under 60. He was also a certified heroic genius, virtually the only one left in architecture whose reputation was still intact. He had a knighthood. He was knighted by the royal family in London, okay? Much quoted presidential praise and the trophy case to prove it. Ajayi has not yet won the Bristek Prize. It must have stung when his contemporary, the Burkina Faso-born Francis Kéré, did last year, but it will likely have rolled soon enough. So let's go into it. David Ajayi is a very, very powerful man. He's done so many buildings. He has a huge architectural firm, employs dozens of architects across the office in London, New York, and Accra. The work produces strongly identified with one man that it seems to have sprung from his imagination alone. He literally has done so much, but you know when they say how the mighty can crumble? You know what I'm saying? The mighty can crumble. And you have to be careful. A lot of powerful men and women sometimes use their power for bad instead of good. You are a fully man. He's a fully married man to a lady named Ashley, who's out of, you know, who also manages one of his firms. I think the one out of Accra. She's, you know, she's a philanthropist, all that good stuff. Fine girl. She's fine. But Oga cannot keep it inside. He has to be playing with the women that are working at his firm, okay? Three of his former employees, all Black women, all single mothers, who variously claimed he had manipulated and controlled them sexually, they're taking it to court, you see? And of course, Ajayi say, I ain't do amo, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. Okay, so at first the story looks like another, like, you know, complaining at Me Too aftershock. Kind of like trying to knock down a powerful man, right? Air quotes. But this case is very triggering because these women have very, very explicit moments, and they have, like, they have receipts. They have, you know what I'm saying, thing. And not only did he use his power to sexually assault them, he also used it to financially abuse them, because some of them were not getting paid on a regular basis. A lot of them have uprooted their lives from the USA to move to Ghana. And you know, as y'all know, I talk about it all the time, Ghana is not cheap. Ghana is expensive. So they moved, did what they had to do to be there, and they're barely getting paid. They're sitting, and like I said, in Ghana, you definitely have to have money, okay? And I wondered why this man, Ajayi, was getting all of the major commissions myself, because Child, he's doing the Ghana Cathedral. He's done something in Russia. He's done stuff all over the freaking world. He's not the only black architect. There's mad black architects. This is what I say sometimes when they give you, when somebody's really, really shining like that, they keep on going back to the same person. I understand they have a certain work ethic, they have a certain style you like, but definitely open the door for other people to get their life, because this man has literally built so many buildings, okay? So many. He's done so much that he's literally an outstanding man. And for him to be disgraced like this for assaulting three women, and they say when they're assaulting, it don't even last long when they're describing it. Maybe like nah, 1 minute, man. I don't know. Me, I not go say nothing. Nobody for me, you go hear him. But it'd be like, say, okay, just they do for the thrills and for control, because it just makes no sense that he's doing that. And a lot of the women were not comfortable with him doing that at all. And, you know, and the thing about it is that at the way you are, you're married, you are a powerful man, and you are messing with your subordinates. You are assaulting your subordinates. Like, it makes no sense whatsoever. That this man is doing all of this nonsense to these women. Okay? And literally, there's been a lot of complaints about about his behavior. And I'm sure a lot more women are going to come out and talk about this. And literally, this is costing him his whole reputation. This man was like a Stella of society, right? Like, in any sense of the word, Stella. And then, like, literally, he was trying to bribe them with small money. Not even big money. Small money. If you want to do something, you have to be paying people better. Don't be paying people small money, because they're going to sing. So, literally, he's tried to, like, you know, he's trying to, like, paint the women as that they're lying and stuff like that. It was consensual and stuff like that. But it doesn't seem to be working for him. It does not seem to be working for him, because a lot of things are changing. It's toppling. And now he stepped down from several public roles since this whole thing was released against him. And it's so disturbing that this man... and he's also disclosed the names of the people that are accusing him to the Financial Times. I don't know why he did that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what he thought he was going to get from doing that. Okay. And the government of Ghana, where he's doing the National Cathedral, have said they've received the information, but they want to find out more. And the names of the three men were leaked to the Ghanaian media, which published online. That these women's names, and I don't know why he dropped the women's names. It makes him look even worse, okay? Like, it makes no sense, like, in any sense that all of this information is being dropped. Okay, and most people now are dropping him, okay? They're dropping him. The studio, he was working on stuff in the Studio Museum in Harlem. He's been removed from projects designed for UK's Holocaust. He's been removed from the project for the UK Holocaust Memorial and Learning Center, and given up a trusteeship at the Serpentine Gallery and a role as an advisor to London Mayor Sadiq Khan. The Studio Museum in Harlem is saying they're cutting ties with him. They're like, child, we don't need all of this smoke. We're trying to open our new Studio Museum. We don't need all of your smoke. Okay, thank you. Okay. He does remain the designer currently in the Ghanaian, you know, cathedral. But, you know, that's going to be another muddle stuff, because, you know, the African machismo stuff with men, that's another conversation. A whole thing. But a lot of people are really, really, really moving away from him. So this is his story. This is David Ajayi. He was the shining light. Now, how fast the great are falling. And you would think that this man, at his length and breadth of, you know, it's a power thing. The same thing that happened with Weinstein. They use their power to sexually assault or to control people. And that is so sickening. And I think if you've done the crime, they are going to get you. They're going to pull you together. So now it's coming to the light. And all of that stuff. So let's see how this plays out. But child, he talked about he can't pay his workers when he was in his full glory. I wonder how he's gonna pay his workers now. I'm wondering. But I have eaten at, when I went to Lagos, I went to the Nuka Hara. I ate there. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful architectural, like, wonder. Like, he does really different kind of funky, like funky, kind of like ominous, but cutting edge kind of building kind of style. But our brother has been caught. He wanted to go and do wuru-wuru with his workers. When you want to do wuru-wuru with your workers, you have to be very careful. So that's my little spiel on David Ajayi. Tell me what you think. Chime in. Do you think this is a problem? Do you think that this should be happening to him? Let me know your comments. Till we talk, I'll see you next time. It's Glitter. Mwah.